Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Wise, who is the president and owner of R.D. Wise. Randy, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. I'm down here in Marco Island with the StarNet crowd, the sun shining, and we just wrapped up our annual meeting. And when I'm done with you, we're doing our final party on the beach, and we're wrapping up just a great meeting here.
Actually, it has been a good meeting. I appreciate you spending time with us. You know, and I don't think we've done an interview like this before, at least we haven't in a while. So why don't you tell our listeners real quick about who R.D. Wise is?
R.D. Wise is a commercial flooring contractor. We're based in New York. We have six locations. Our most western one is Detroit, Michigan, and five others are in New England and upstate New York. You know, our business model is more service-based than product-based. We began 20 years ago as a maintenance company and have evolved today into a full-service flooring contracting company.
And you're actually, I think, from the Midwest originally, and you started this company, and then you grew it, I guess, through some acquisitions, didn't you?
I did. I ran the company and grew it organically until the year 2004, when I had the opportunity to acquire some of the assets of the environmentalist. And then later in 2005, some assets from Spectra.
We all know that this has been a tough economic time. What kind of adjustments have you made in your business to survive this downturn?
Well, I think we've done all the normal things that firms have done. We've eliminated all excess waste that we can identify. If it doesn't contribute to our bottom line, we probably don't do it anymore. We have taken out all costs that were not people related. We believe that when things return to whatever the new normal is, we want to be there with the same team of people that has helped grow our business over the last 20 years.
As you look at your business, what percentage of it is around new installation of flooring and what percentage of it is around maintenance? Can you give me a little feel for that?
Yeah, our business breaks down really almost into three equal thirds. Maintenance is a third. Supply and installation of materials are two-thirds.
Okay, all right. Just at this meeting, you've been talking to a lot of the members here and it's probably getting a better feel, and we've had several good speakers. As you look to the future, what is your business outlook for 2010 and beyond?
Well, I hope I'm right on my outlook. About 18 months ago, I was quoted as saying that the Northeast was the first to go south economically, and I believed it'd be the first to return to some growth. As I look at 2010, new construction seems to still be very difficult throughout the Northeast, but the growth opportunity seems to be in renovation work, and in our business, we'll have continued growth opportunity around the services we provide.
You definitely service an area that's a high population area. To give us just a little bit of flavor for, I know, you know, probably this first quarter was soft, but actually you're feeling a little bit of good work right now, a little bit of an uptick in work, aren't you?
We are. Actually, Kemp, in our business, things started improving in December of 2009. And our first quarter, while it was nothing extraordinary, it was a positive quarter all the way around for us. And, you know, I like to think that some of that is our efforts of taking some market share, but we do hear the phones ringing more, and we're getting more and more calls for projects that are on people's books. So that's been a real comforting thing.
Let's talk real quick. One of the speakers you had at this meeting was the publisher of Forbes magazine, very impressive speaker, and he said, you know, a question was asked at the end of his speech whether or not this recession was going to continue out of the situation it's in now and whether or not there'd be a double dip. And he actually said that it might be a little soft next year, but he didn't see a double dip. Is that what you're thinking too?
Yeah, I don't see a double dip, and I sure hope he's right and that I'm right on that. Of course, you know, the economy is very fragile, and, you know, if some third-party event were to occur again or a foreign country were to get in major trouble and have an impact here in the United States, then I could see some softening. But I do not see another dip like the one we experienced 12 months ago.
Okay, well, let's talk about your roles. One of the reasons I want to talk to you, you are chairman of the board of StarNet. You've been chairman for 2 years, and you've got how much more longer on your term?
Well, technically, I have 2 more years on my term, but that's really up to the board to decide whether or not to replace me early or run me out to the end of the term.
It seems to me, by what I'm watching down here, you seem to be doing fine. So I'd say you'll be here for 2 more years at least. So tell me, what has the board done to help the membership make it through this economic downturn?
Well, I think we've done a couple of things. Our last four meetings, a lot of the content has been geared towards how to manage in turbulent times, how to keep costs down, how to deal with employees. That's been a big part of our mission. On the other side of that coin, we've been really pushing our members towards supporting the preferred vendors of StarNet. We're very, very cautious and protective of the vendors we have today, and we're doing everything we can possibly do to grow our businesses with them and keep the folks that are members of StarNet in the best possible shape in these difficult times.
You know, one of the speakers, I think a speaker this morning, talked about the fact that one of the toughest times in pulling out of recession is actually as the recovery starts. Some businesses can't handle the cash required to handle the uptick in business. Do you think most of the StarNet members are in good shape as far as being able to take advantage of the recovery when it comes and continue to stay in business?
Well, I think as a group, I think the StarNet members are better positioned to go through an upswing and recover better than the norm. Having said that, you know, we've been through some really tough times, and I think it's going to depend a lot on how soon the recovery is, how sharp it is, a lot of variables. But one thing I do know is that the StarNet organization has done a lot to help its members, and its members historically have always been the best of the best.
Let's talk real quick. I know you had some of the key, one of the neat things about coming to this meeting is that not only do you have some great vendors that come here, but the principals of a lot of these big companies come here, and I'm sure you had some conversations with them. What kind of indication did you get from them as far as what their outlook was?
Well, I think a couple of things. The principals all seem to be a lot more upbeat this year than they were a year ago. No question about that. I think they were very inspired by the turnout we had here at StarNet. I mean, in a very, very difficult economy, here in Marco Island, we had about 550 vendors, guests, and member companies. And, you know, that's quite a statement in and of itself.
All right, Randy, well, I got to admit, you know, StarNet is one of the most professional organizations in the business, and it's an unbelievable group that you have collective here. It's great to talk to you. You've been talking to Randy Wise, who is owner and president of RD Wise, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.